From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Bob Doty reporting. Islamic State fighters launched two major attacks in northern Syria Thursday, a fresh offensive on the Kurdish-held border city of Kobani, and a push into government-held areas in the mostly Kurdish town of Asaka. The attacks came after IS suffered a series of setbacks in northern Syria against Kurdish forces in recent weeks. The assault on Kobani began with a suicide bombing early Thursday near Kobani's border crossing with Turkey, according to the Syrian Observatory for Human Rights, which said dozens have been killed or wounded in the fighting. Kurdish fighters backed by U.S.-led airstrikes took control of Kobani in January, following months of clashes with Islamic State forces. Crucial talks between Greek Prime Minister Alexis Tsipras and European officials resumed Thursday afternoon in Brussels in hopes of achieving a bailout deal to save Athens from default next week. Talks among Eurozone ministers ended hours earlier Thursday with no deal for Athens to get a desperately needed installment of a European Union bailout. Finnish Finance Minister Alexander Stubb.
It's always important to keep the process going for political reasons and also, to be quite honest, to show the outside world that we're serious in trying to achieve a deal. It's, of course, going down to the wire, but I don't see it as a waste of time, because now we will have a meeting tomorrow at 1 o'clock and hopefully a concrete proposal on the table by then.
The talks quickly fell apart Wednesday when neither side had a deal on that the other was willing to accept. A default could force Greece out of the Eurozone and shake up European markets. Greece must make a nearly $2 billion loan payment to the International Monetary Fund by next Tuesday. This is VOA News. Afghanistan's intelligence agency has blamed Monday's attack on the Afghan parliament on the Haqqani network, as well as an officer of Pakistan's intelligence agency, the ISI. 30 people, including 5 women, 3 children, were wounded when at least 7 Taliban gunmen with explosives and suicide vests had stormed the parliament building. Myanmar's parliament has dealt a significant blow to opposition leader Aung San Suu Kyi's chances at becoming president, rejecting a bill that would have ended the military's effective veto power over constitutional changes. The longtime democracy leader and Nobel Peace Prize winner said she was not surprised at the results of the vote Thursday, which followed 3 days of emotional debate by her fellow lawmakers. Myanmar's parliament is currently dominated by the military, thanks to the 2008 constitution, which gives the army a mandatory 25 seats. The United States and China completed talks in Washington with promises to expand work on a range of key regional and global issues and to narrow differences on sensitive matters such as cybersecurity. U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry.
There was an honest discussion about, without accusations, without any finger pointing, about the problem of cyber theft and whether or not it was sanctioned by government or whether it was hackers and individuals that the government has the ability to prosecute.
Kerry called Wednesday's 7th round of the strategic and economic dialogue productive and significant, while his Chinese counterpart said candid talks led to broad consensus. Earlier at the White House, President Obama and members of China's special representatives expressed agreement on climate negotiations to be held in Paris in December. The bilateral talks come ahead of a White House visit by Chinese President Xi Jinping in September. Niger's army says it has killed 15 Boko Haram militants in land and air operations and taken another 20 captive. In a statement released on state-owned radio late Wednesday, Niger's defense ministry said soldiers destroyed an armored vehicle and 26 motorcycles in the operation. U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry heads to Vienna Friday for talks on Iran's nuclear program ahead of a Tuesday deadline for a comprehensive agreement. Iranian Foreign Minister Javad Zarif will join Kerry on Saturday for the final push in negotiations, according to the official IRNA news agency. There are concerns the talks may need to be extended after Iran's top leader appeared to back away from several parts of a framework nuclear deal reached in April. I'm Bob Doty in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.